Which do you prefer, salty or sweet? Would you choose a big order of salty French fries or a large scoop of mint chocolate chip ice cream? I guess it would depend on the day for me. If I had to choose, I might ask about an option of both. I like butter-covered salty popcorn, I like a little salt on my watermelon, and I love sea salt chocolate-covered caramel. So, not sure what that says about me. Maybe I'm what they call a super taster, craving both. Most people prefer one or the other. But why? I discovered it's partially due to heredity. Some may have more of a sweet tooth due to a specific DNA fragment in taste receptor cells found on their tongue and in their intestines. Others have a low sensitivity to sweetness and fewer taste buds, requiring way more sugar to even taste it. And a salty craving could mean you're simply low on sodium. What about an acquired taste? I thought I would never be a coffee drinker. I love the smell, but not the taste. Fast forward to my early morning radio promotion days, and a hot cup of coffee with just enough sugar and cream became my new best friend. I also used to drink soda, but after cutting that out and primarily drinking water, the sugary sweet taste of soda is too much. We crave things, and often we must fight those cravings. Fresh into this new year, many of you may be locked down on a no-carb, no-sugar diet, eating veggies and protein and guzzling water to reset your system. It's never easy, but as you deny those sugar and carb cravings and replace those foods with healthier options, your taste actually shifts, and the healthier options become more of what you crave. Not only do your taste buds begin enjoying them more, your body feels better. Our tastes and what we crave can be strong within us. Those cravings become desires, and those desires can lead to overindulgence and sinful choices that go beyond salty and sweet and what we choose to eat. As a believer in Jesus, the Spirit of the living God lives in me. As I walk in His Spirit, being guided by His Spirit and truth, my taste changes, and I will crave more and more the things of God. But oh, how my flesh is still sinful and weak, and those sinfully sweet cravings, they are strong. There is a war within me. Paul knew this war well and helps guide us with truth in how to understand it and win it. Romans 7:21. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Did you hear the battle? Does it sound familiar? I want to do right and good, but sin is always right there tempting me to take a bite. Who will deliver me? Jesus. Jesus not only saves us from sin, but gives us the power to say no to it and escape the trappings of it. That's the truth. Is there a war within you? Maybe you haven't truly tasted the living water Jesus offers, because once you do, the cravings of your past simply don't taste as sweet. I'm Lori Klein.